Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning are a lot of guests and my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I'm going to do something a little different this morning. I'm not going to ask you for the cinema report because I went to the real movies this weekend.
Oh.
I mean, you're welcome to come in if you want, if you saw anything interesting this weekend. But I had a great experience. Kelly and I and Holly went to go see Now You See Me. And that was a really cool movie. I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend. Two thumbs up. Three or six amongst all of you.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling that today's High Velocity radio segment is going to be all thumbs up, too. We have Debbie Fuse back for our special Dunwoody Chamber edition. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy to be here again.
So I know you have a couple guests with you, and we're going to get a chance to visit with both of them. But get us caught up. What's happening over there at the Chamber?
You know, we have lots of things going on. We're having all the fun stuff of changing over RIT right now, so that's always a blast. But just a lot of different projects going on. We're doing Dunwoody at Dusk in just a couple of weeks away. It's going to be on the third Friday of the month. We have several things going through our education group with our business academy. One is going to be a professional sales training seminar that can only be done typically through a corporation at $7,500 a sales rep. The program that we're going to be doing is really going to be just as good, and it's going to actually be a whole lot less through the chamber.
Can we send Kevin?
We can send Kevin.
We need some more.
Kevin can come. Ready. He'll be fun.
So can you talk about that a little bit? Like,
sure.
What's going on with that?
Well, that one in particular is going to be in conjunction with Kennesaw State. They're going to be doing all of the training that they would do for any major corporation, and that particular training class is going to be running through the chamber as a chamber member for $1,750 a person instead of normal $7,500
a person. Will it be held at Kennesaw? Or they're coming.
It's going to be held at Kennesaw. It's going to be a half a day, 1 day a week for 6 weeks. So it'll be a really neat program that we can end up doing, and I think something that's really going to be beneficial to our members this year. And I'm excited about this particular program. We're also doing an HR seminar. The HR seminar is actually also on the 20th. All of this is on our website. But the HR seminar is going to be a combination of how to hire the right person for the right job. It's also going to include how to motivate employees once you've hired them. And then the final piece of that is how to stay out of trouble legally. So we're going to have a legal strategist working on that, too.
We should definitely go to Module 3.
I think you need to come to that one.
Exactly. We've been told that. You're not the first person to say that. Now, Dunwoody at Dusk, is this the first one, or you've had one before, right?
This is the first one.
First one.
The first one's going to be at Park Place, and the next one will be at Georgetown Shopping Center. So each of them will be a little bit different, but Park Place is really getting excited right now, and we're doing a lot of pieces. It's going to be discounts for anyone who attends that evening through either the restaurants or the retail environment, along with a follow-up coupon if you attend to be able to come back and do some discounting throughout the summer.
Now, so is there going to be entertainment, or is this
a little music throughout the evening? We're going to run some people on a stage in the center court. They'll be there all evening between 5:30 and 8:30. And then about, 8:30, quarter to 9, everybody else kicks in on their own individual restaurants, so they'll all have their own music then.
So on your membership profile, are there some certain categories or verticals or something that you guys hang out at the conference room and you say, you know what, we really need more of these? Are there some of those that you're in search of? I know you welcome anyone who is in the business arena, but do you feel like you're after a certain vertical?
Actually, there are some areas that we are looking at right now, being able to go into some of our larger firms. We're trying to develop some different types of programs that will help work with those particular pieces of the industry. What we have found is that we have a great medium and small business levels in a few of our larger members in the area. But when we start looking at some of the programs that we can offer going into the larger businesses, what that entails, and I think our Chamber and Heels and our YPODS group, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, will be two parts of that program because they help fill a niche within each corporation and they each do a little bit something different that's more fun. And in addition to that, some of the professional sales skills and the training skills that we're working on will also help with that niche market too. So there's a lot of fun things that we're doing, a lot of ways to look at our businesses and what we are after. But retail and restaurant right now is an area that we're really trying to help. So that's the purpose of the Dome Winnie at Dusk.
Would you like
one piece.
Lee and I to vet some restaurants for you before you just willy-nilly go out recruiting?
We're trying to get on mystery shopper list for restaurants.
Please do. We'll see what we can do there.
Now, when you're trying to serve a company like, you know, Dunwoody has, don't they have billion-dollar companies within Dunwoody?
Yeah, between Dunwoody and Sandy Springs both, because we're all right here in the perimeter market. Yeah, definitely.
So now, how do you serve them as well as serving, you know, some of the smaller companies?
You really are looking at it in a different way. When you're looking at the larger companies, it's a lot of different pieces to it because you really want to work within the firm as well as from a corporate standpoint. Typically, corporate standpoint is really more in branding, marketing, just keeping their name out as a community person, being involved in the community, getting their employees and their staff involved as well. So by bringing some of the programs forward that we're looking at doing as well as what we have done this year, it's really trying to help facilitate getting their entire company involved. The next piece of what I'm going to be working on is kind of a networking volunteerism piece within the chamber. So with that piece, it is to help corporations get involved in the community in a different way.
Right.
All right, so let's talk to some of your members.
Let's have a couple here.
First up, let's visit with Karen Cannon with Karen Cannon Realtors. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I'm operating under the impression you're probably a realtor. How am I doing so far?
Good.
But, yeah, tell us a little bit about your business and what you feel like maybe distinguishes you from a – we've got a couple other realtors.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the first things that distinguishes her is she doesn't have her picture on her card.
Uh-huh.
What was the deal with that? I thought that was like realtor law.
Sometimes we like to break the mold a little bit. That's what makes us different. We do things a little differently on our end. didn't do the headshot. You can find it in multiple places.
Sure you can. So what makes you guys different?
Well, we're a smaller boutique-type firm specializing here in Dunwoody and Sandy Springs. We're locally owned. We're independent. Gives us what I believe a unique advantage when we're marketing and providing services to our clients. We are a full service, and we are a team-based approach. So we're not just one individual agent, but we provide a team to support the client, whether they're buying or selling. And we are connected in the community and in this marketplace. That's huge in trying to connect buyers and sellers. It's a good time to be in real estate, but it's a busy time and there's, you know, low inventory. So.
Did you come from a large firm? Had you spent any time working in a large firm?
I came from a smaller brokerage, but my background's in corporate sales.
Uh-huh.
And I came from the corporate world. My husband and I own the company, and he has a building construction entrepreneurial type background, so we kind of blend the two together.
So you do some building and developing also?
We don't, but that was his background. So we have a unique advantage helping clients through the inspection process.
So tell us a little bit about your relationship with the Dunwoody Chamber.
I have a great relationship with them. It's been great. I am co-chairing the Dunwoody Chamber and Heels Group with Katie Troxell. She's with Brand Mortgage, and we've been doing it close to a year now. The group has actually been in existence for about 2 years, and we've got a great group of women that get together on a monthly basis, a monthly luncheon at McKendrick's here, and we've got a speaker and a sponsor every month, and it's a great way to network with other businesswomen.
McKendrick's, I want to go. I would wear heels for the afternoon. Exactly. Go to McKendrick's.
Roll up your pants.
That's what you need.
Put on your heels.
So what is kind of the mission and purpose of the group?
Purpose is to provide an opportunity for women with similar interests, businesswomen, to connect, to certainly grow their business, but also we provide topics that are relevant to businesswomen today.
So there's the education component. Mm-hmm. That's where the speaker comes in?
Correct.
Can you share maybe some of the past speakers you've had
we've had some great speakers. We've had speakers on accounting, which might be one end. We've had some other people that are have helped us talk about social media. We've also had marketing, We've had some either things about even just starting off the new year and how to build resolutions and goals and do things mm-hmm. like that. So it's been a variety of things. We've got one coming up next Tuesday, and it's actually going to be something different, but it's image and style. And we've got a great consultant who's going to talk about how to present yourself, whether you're networking or interviewing and things like that.
Now, you mentioned sponsors. So the speaker and the sponsor are not the same person?
No, they're not. The speaker is definitely not a sponsor, but they come mm-hmm. and speak for about 20 or 30 minutes. Uh-huh. We've got a sponsor, and as a there's a fee either as a chamber member or non-chamber member, and they get 10 minutes to get up and talk about whatever service or product they have. They can mm-hmm. give out samples or offer something to the members. And it's a great venue. They also get to have their name on the website for a month to mm-hmm. market what they bring to the table and hopefully get some business from it. So,
now, is this something that you put together, this DCH, or is this something, Debbie, you guys cranked up and then conned her into running? Or how did this come together?
The latter.
It would be the latter. We actually did. We started it out about a year before Karen was drafted. Let's put it that way. And we were doing well, and then we wanted to kind of change some things up, so we actually asked Karen if she would do it, and she brought Katie on board so that they could co-chair, which has worked out really well because, you know, all of us have busy lives. So, and if you're an independent person, your life is twice as busy. So then that way it lets them split the responsibility up of the group. And it's really been a great, great change because we've had a lot of really fun speakers. We've done some great things there. The group has continued to grow. I think we're probably averaging just under 30 every lunch. Mm-hmm. And we've just about maxed out our room over there. So it'll be fun.
Now, can you share personally, are you getting business from this? Is this an endeavor that you feel is worth your – I mean, you're obviously spending a lot of time as a volunteer, which I'm sure most of the people are volunteers in your world, right?
Of course they are.
So is this something that you would recommend – you know, you're a business owner. You get involved in the chamber. It's one thing of being a member and you show up occasionally – but when you're deciding to chair something or lead a group, that doesn't happen by itself. This takes a chunk of your time.
Yes. Yes, it does. But it's good. And we have I have a committee, so it's not just Katie and myself, but we do have a great group of about five women that do share the responsibilities. Right. But I think it's been tremendous. I've met a lot of great people in the community. Not only have I gotten business from it, but I've been able to connect other people who've gotten mm-hmm. business from it. So I think it's been wonderful to get involved, and I feel good about it. I live here. I love living here. I sell homes here, so I think it's a great way to get involved.
So, Lee, do you get the sense, just in general, that women are better at this whole networking, collaboration, let's all serve each other and the money will follow kind of thing? Or because I do.
Yeah, I think that they're better at collaborating. What do you think?
You're asking the wrong person.
You don't
yes,
think so?
I do. No, I do, obviously. No, I do. And I see that coming together every month. Women are very open to it. They're open to helping others. They're open to communicating and sharing what they do. But also, you know, if I've seen other people help other people get business. So I think it's great. And I think we've gotten tremendous response of people wanting to be sponsors and speakers because they see value in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much to love about Dunwoody Chamber, but one of the things that I really like is you invite the world, but you serve the neighborhood. In other words, you let a number of different kinds of businesses in, but then you have all these little niches and specialty groups so that they can drill down and focus. I think that's fantastic.
I love that. That's probably one of the best things that I've heard somebody say in a really long time, and I absolutely agree. I think we really do reach out to every aspect, but people truly, I think, enjoy being part of our chamber, which is, I think they just have a good time doing it, you know? It's different. I don't know how else to explain it either. Maybe Miss Erica can...
Yeah, I think this is a perfect time to draw Erica into the conversation. We have with us Dr. Erica Henry with Elite Chiropractic. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, and you've been so polite. You just kind of hung out a little while the rest of us were gabbing, and now you get a chance to visit with us. Yeah, what's your take on the chamber in general? I do very much want to learn more about your business, but just your take on the chamber and your experience so far.
Much like Karen was saying, I live here, work here, play here, worship here, everything right here in Dunwoody and Sandy Springs. So being able to be more involved in the community via whether it's with the chamber or at various networking events put on by the chamber, it's just a really great way to meet your neighbors and connect.
So now, as a chiropractor in this in the Atlanta area, Dunwoody, it's a little more competitive than in other parts of the country because of
you
the
could
university
say that, yes.
here, right? So a lot of people go, hey, I'm going to go to chiropractic school, and then they graduate, and they're like, you know, I really like Atlanta, so I stick around.
Myself included. Right? I'm a Michigan native. Yes.
Right? So now, how do you carve out kind of a niche for yourself in this crowded marketplace?
I try to offer something different than a lot of the other chiropractors. There's a chiropractor pretty much on every corner here in Atlanta, and Dunwoody is not excluded from that.
Right. Now, now you're from Michigan. Is that the way it is in Michigan?
Yeah, there's chiropractors all over, yeah.
Because I moved from Florida here, and I didn't realize, I mean, in Florida there weren't as many, at least at the time when I was growing up, as here. It seemed like every, you know, shopping center or office building has a chiropractic office.
Yeah, the university definitely pushes that as well. But I enjoy that because it's helped getting the awareness about chiropractic and what chiropractic is, and more importantly, what chiropractic isn't. Mm-hmm. There's more people to have your back and to support your business and get the word and education out to the community about what chiropractic care is all about.
Now, do you have a specific niche, a sweet spot? You know, we've been talking a little bit about specialty areas. Did you find one, and that's one that you really cater to?
I did, and I do. I choose to really have my passion with women and children. So I really go towards family care. I'm also a certified breastfeeding specialist. So I kind of use that to my advantage as well to kind of just help educate women and families about all natural care and how to keep their family functioning at their absolute best. It's not always just about neck and back pain, but rather about functioning well and being well as an entire family together.
So now, how long have you been practicing?
I opened my own practice in August of last year. I was married in September of last year, so it was a busy few months. So we're getting ready to celebrate our 1 year, both anniversary and of the business as well.
So now, what have you learned in this year? What has surprised you about having your own practice?
I think just the ability to rely on other businesses. Throughout the chamber, I've made some great connections, and knowing that if you have a question or concern or you need to connect with a certain type of business, you have that camaraderie, I guess, to really reach from and connect with.
Now, you decided as part of your marketing that you would become a chair of a chamber group. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The Young Professionals of Dunwoody, or the YPODs.
Can you share a little bit about their mission and purpose?
We are a group of savvy young professionals that get together once a month. It's on the second Wednesday of each month to network together. It's trying to target that under 40 crowd. So we generally have a really upbeat environment, usually an after hours networking mixer where we can get to know one another and get to know really other young professionals in the area.
So what do you think? Do you think we could get an OPOD group off the
for
off
old
the
people?
About half of the chamber has asked for that.
So now in your group, are you mostly entrepreneurs? Or are you employees that work in Dunwoody? What's the makeup?
I think there's a good mix of us. The majority, I would say, are employees of other companies that either target the under 40 crowd, and that's kind of their niche, or they are just a few of the employees that want to, you know, be able to connect with other young professionals and really get a step up on the other competition in the area.
Okay, enough of the rainbows and unicorns. I got to ask you a question because I hear it all the time, and candidly, I've said it before, not really knowing whether it was true or not. It just kind of sounded like something you repeat. But there's this perception out there that once you make the commitment to start going to a chiropractor, you got to keep going. I've said the same thing about therapy. But, I mean, is that true? Do you have to keep
you
it?
I get that a lot. Yeah? And I usually base that based on their, you know, care that they may need. It's really on an individual-to-individual basis. However, a lot of our customers and clients continue to come very often, maybe once a month, just to keep up that overall wellness. They're feeling better, they're functioning better, and they're being able to stay fit and active without the use of drugs or surgery and, you know, a natural approach to pain relief. So they're staying more active as a family and choose to continue that lifestyle.
But it's not like they have to. Like if you work with a chiropractor, you're getting re-rigged so that the only way you can function is if you keep going. It's
right.
Just that they enjoy the benefits.
Absolutely.
Of it.
Right.
So they continue to do it.
Yeah.
So I can comment from being a forever patient of chiropractic because I actually hurt my back many, many years ago. And I do it because it makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think and you go through cycles where if things aren't quite right, you go more often and then you may not go for quite a while. So it just depends on how you're feeling, but you get to know your body and you know when it's time to go. That's probably the way to say it.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, it was, I guess what you'd call it, the credibility factor. I wasn't in any pain at all. I just wanted to have a back massage. The girls, I live in a house full of girls. You know, every time there's a birthday or any kind of thing, you know,
they want a massage.
They want a massage. So I'm thinking, you know, look, I've had a good year. I'm going to go get me a massage. But I didn't just want to go to any fly-by-night person that might mess me up, right? So there's a chiropractic place down the street. I just felt better about going to a chiropractic place for a massage. Is there some wisdom in that?
There may be.
I figured maybe they couldn't screw me up too bad, right? Because they know where all the bones are.
Right,
to be,
right.
But your practice is a family practice, right?
Correct.
So that means you work with kids as well as the parents?
Mm-hmm. I work with all ages, infant through geriatric, and I really enjoy working with pregnant patients as well. A lot of times throughout their changes that they're going throughout their pregnancy, ligaments become looser, and they oftentimes have back pain. And we can also help position that pelvis to a really ideal position so that it helps the birth process a little easier.
And now you've participated and conducted some research in the family area, specifically with infertility?
Infertility,
yes.
Yeah,
speak to that some.
There was a published research article in January of 2011, and that was dealing with an individual who suffered from cervical cancer, and she was left with only one functioning ovary. It was actually more like a quarter of a functioning ovary. And after 14 treatments of chiropractic care, she was actually able to conceive. So just getting that kind of goes back to the optimum functioning. The reproductive organs were able to function better, and the woman was able to conceive and deliver a healthy baby. So that was wonderful for them. They had gone through IVF and several different types of treatments and were unable to conceive up until they tried chiropractic.
Now, do chiropractors in general play well together? Like, do you guys collaborate on research and talk about what you're, because I know, like Lisa, it's got to be a very competitive environment, but I mean, you guys play pretty well together, right? I mean, there's enough out there for everybody who's competent.
Absolutely.
And genuinely serving people.
Right. There's a very small percentage of the United States that are actually under active chiropractic care. So the more we all work together and really get the word out about chiropractic care and research and what have you, I think the more of us can kind of feed from that pot and really educate the community about what chiropractic care is.
Now, can you talk a little bit about how you got to the Dunwoody Chamber and then, you know, what compelled you to get involved? Like, you started your business, was your first move to become part of the chamber?
It actually was.
It was.
Within days of setting up my LLC, I contacted Debbie and said, I'm ready to join the chamber. What can I do? I want to get involved. And, you know, really supporting the community and getting involved was a reason for choosing the Dunwoody Chamber. My business is actually right on the cusp of Dunwoody and Sandy Springs. However, I just felt like I had such a connection with some of the individuals in the Dunwoody Chamber.
So now you join. Now, how quickly did you become the chair of the
Pretty
the
quick.
Debbie's good. She gets
pretty quick,
fast.
Man. I get them quick.
Yeah, she's good at rounding everybody in. It was within a few months, I would say.
So now you're running your business, and now you have these responsibilities as the chair of this group. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that impact your business?
It's been positive, not only to help my business, but to help leadership skills and develop some of those qualities that you really need in any business. It's not just about participating in networking, but it's about, you know, developing leadership skills that can last a lifetime.
Now, at your meetings, is it just a party, or is there some education elements as well?
We're guilty of mostly a cocktail hour. We definitely focus on the networking component. We try to keep things fresh and new, and we also do things in the community as well. We've been trying to get more involved in doing community outreach. We helped Vanderlyn for their Vanderlyn Dash, stuff their pre-race bags. So that was something exciting to keep the YPODs, you know, involved in the community more so than just our cocktail hours.
Right.
All right, Debbie, so let's make sure that we've got dates for everything and that we haven't left anything out, because you just always have a ton. You come in with this big three-ring binder and all this stuff. We get through, like, the first five pages, and then we have to go. But let's talk through some of the stuff.
You know, it's the real binder I leave at the office, though, let me tell you. Really, the big things are we obviously have our Young Professionals event coming up on Wednesday the 12th.
That's going to be at Dunwoody Tavern, and we're going to have a game night, pool tournament, so...
So you weren't exactly off the mark there, Lee, I don't think.
Yeah, it's pretty much party time. Then we have our Chamber and Heels event, which is actually going to be on June 18th, and that's a luncheon at McKendrick's. And we have a really great speaker this time that's Karen, her name for the event.
Yes, her name is Karen Hughes, and she's a certified image professional of Style U University. .com. It's YOU. And I'm excited about it. She's going to have her phenomenal things about that, and also her speaking skills. And then we have actually a great sponsor. It's Lady Jane Shoes. She's actually a committee member, but she does custom shoe wear for women and also works in a chiropractic type role to make sure they're comfortable and they're custom made. Yeah. Right.
And the path to sponsorship for that, you have, talk a little bit more about
Yeah,
that.
If you want to become a sponsor, or you think you know, I've had several people reach out to me lately on speaker opportunities, you can just email me at go through the Dunwoody Chamber, but my email address is kc@karencannon.com, and I can send you a form, and then our committees review it, and we're already booking up. We take a hiatus in July, and then we start back up in August. We've already got speaker and sponsorship there, and then through the rest of the year, we're looking for them. So,
great opportunity there. Business Academy, we have two of those kicking off. One is the HR Business Academy, which will be on the 20th, I believe. And then our Professional Sales Series actually kicks off for the 6 weeks. It'll be June 20th, and it'll run every week for 6 weeks. It's half days.
Is there still space for that?
We have space available. That is a maximum on the sales training. Is the maximum we can take on that is 30 people. It's going to be a really good program. It's going to be a six-series program. So
right, and that's really good for the larger companies especially.
Right. That's a really good one for them. And Dr. Terry Lowe is the one that's going to be doing that. He is with the... with Kennesaw State, but they also have the Kohl's Business Academy up there, and right. That's specifically what he works with and does this on a national scale. So it'll be a really great program to offer out to our businesses.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a very robust curriculum. I'll just real quickly give you the headline on each of the six modules. Module one, managing your time and territory. Module two, the successful sales path. Module three, getting to know your customer. Module 4, communications, the holy grail of customer relationships. Module 5, answering customer concerns. And Module 6, gaining the commitment. And under each one of these headings is like 5 or 6 very strong bullet points where they really dive into, you know, both strategy and tactic. This is fantastic.
It's a great program. They're going to be doing videotaping individually. They'll work with you individually based on your firm in addition to doing general overview training. So it's one-on-one training in addition to the general training. So it's going to be a phenomenal program. But we have to have at least 15, and we can't have more than 30. So it's a very closed window of how many people we can have.
Is that one of the sales techniques they teach in
Michael?
I'll go check.
I think Terry gave her that one, right?
You know, it's funny. I did these types of programs through – I worked for McGraw-Hill for 15 years, and we used to do these types of programs all the time. And I know for a fact – what they charged for those when I worked for them. And it's an incredible – what we've been able to negotiate and work out with them has been an incredible price.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's super. Last but not least, I also have a Coffee Connections coming up. Our Coffee Connections runs every month. It's always the fourth Tuesday of the month, I believe. And this time we have Michael Land with JBN Consulting. He is actually going to be talking about technology, how it applies to you, doing how the state of Georgia is actually looking at that strategically and tactically as a plan for the state of Georgia, and then how that can work within each of the cities and each of the counties within Georgia. So it's going to be a really neat program that we're doing with him. He's also a great member of TAG, and they're very active and very involved. And don't forget Dunwoody at Dusk. Dunwoody at Dusk is going to be the third Friday. And just keep in mind, third Friday, first one is at Park Place, second one will be at Georgetown. Both will be unique and different and have some music. So come see us. We're going to have a lot of fun.
It sounds like a ball. And I got to tell you, and Lee knows this as well, JB, and you talk about a steward of the business community. They're everywhere we go. We'll go do a remote broadcast, for instance, at a tag event. JB is there. They
very supportive.
They really are. What a terrific outfit they are. And what a terrific segment this was. This was a lot of fun visiting with you all this morning.
It was great. Thanks for
having
us.
Before we go, let them do their websites for their individual companies.
Well, okay. We'll start with you, Miss Karen.
KarenCannon.com for any real estate needs you need in the area. We're here to help you.
And www.elitechiropracticllc.com.
And that's for Dr. Erica Henry.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Debbie, give them your coordinates.
For the chamber, it's dunwoodycommerce.org. Come and visit. Come and look at all of the events that are coming up, and we'll be happy to engage you as a member as soon as you want to get involved.
And if we don't see you before, we'll see you at dusk, right?
Sounds great.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our producer Kevin Finn, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.